was up at the award ceremony, and the stuff they served us is not settling right with me, so I need some Tums. But he's been valiant trying to get them. Thank this man.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow. Next time, maybe everybody will throw them at me.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if that will work with everything. I need $1 million up here. Damn childproof thing. This is really exciting to watch me eat Tums up here. I'm going to try. Oh, that was paper. Well, welcome to probably the stupidest panel in the entire convention. They decided at some point that they should have somebody talk about gothic subculture on the internet. And they picked me out of a hat for this, probably because I run a website called gothic.net, but they obviously never read the website, because the website is all about horror fiction. And instead of like saying, well, this guy knows stuff about horror fiction, he must know stuff about goths. Now, ignore the fact that I'm all dressed like this. But I'm really quite an idiot when it comes to this stuff. And as a matter of fact, I completely deny being goth most of the time. It doesn't work. Because I do kind of look like this every day. But Caitlin was really goth and couldn't be here tonight because she was up in her room tired. She stayed up really late, and she's really stressed out, and so she decided she was going to let me get up in front of all you people and just embarrass myself. So what I'm basically going to do, I had this like really... About 2 weeks ago, I had a really amazingly intricate plan about how I was going to tell you guys all about goth on the internet. And it just went absolutely nowhere. And so basically what I'm going to do... Yeah. Oh. Okay. This is another thing. About 4 years ago, I was here at Dragon Con, and I did one of these exact same panels. And I was reading through just like, I mean, everybody does this. Everybody goes to Google and types in their own name. Everybody goes into Google and types in whatever they're doing. And they bring up stuff on the internet. And I found this thing, this pictures from Dragon Con 1997 or 1996. And they had a picture of me up there. And it's like, Darren McEwen of GothicNet. This is just a bunch of stupid goths that were promoting their webpage. That's all I have to say about that. But I want you to go to a rather embarrassing page off of this. I'm going to give you a good example of a goth homepage here. Now, what you're about to see actually is not a real goth page. This is not a real goth page. We were bored one day, and we made this. This is what most goths on the internet look like, because it's all image on the internet. And this is taking a long time to load. Wow. No. This is actually my friend Jesse, and we photoshopped his head onto this like, person crouching by a gravestone. And it's taken a while to come up to, but basically one night we were really bored and we got up here. Well, actually, it was a friend of mine, Amanda, who was really bored, and she did all these graphics, and we put this up on the website, and we put a guest book on it, and we put it into a couple of web rings, and we said, you know, give us your contemplations on this page, on this guest book. We get so many people going, dude, you rule. Your poetry is so deep. Which, actually, I mean, you gotta love any poetry that has a line that says, death you perky bitch. But, basically, the problem with the internet is that you don't really know who that person is. You don't know, you know, this person may be, like, in their basement somewhere, making this up. No, I mean, There's no connection to reality whatsoever. So it's pretty pointless to talk about goth on the internet. That's why, in my mind, this is a really stupid panel. So basically, what I'm going to do is I've shown you the fake goth and everything, and I've told you exactly what I think of this. So I'm going to let you guys ask questions. Okay, let's see this. Okay, hang on. What's your question, sir?
Well, my question was for you. Did you see the Daily Show episode where Lord Viper Scorpion was cruising for goth chicks wearing a Batman mask? Telling you.
Yeah, I actually have a really good, I have a really good attitude about everybody poking fun of goths on things. It's really, really easy to make fun of somebody who claims they're a 700-year-old vampire. It's amazingly easy. You would not believe how easy it is. So go ahead and do it. Anybody else? All right, let's get this. All right, what's up?
My girlfriend is, in fact, friends on AOL with a 700-year-old vampire.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
Tell her her name.
Fantasia.
It's got to be real with a name like that. Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's get this guy down. Oh, look.
2 weeks ago, I was over at Convergence.
That's enough said.
Well, that's definitely, you know, goth culture on the net, because that's the Net Goth Convention, and there were definitely a lot of goths there.
Some of them were like two or three times, I don't know, some of them were even two or three goths at once. Anybody else? I mean, this is like anecdotes about you and encounters with goths too will do. Because basically what I'm going to do is this. I can't explain to you what goth is, but there's a band upstairs playing right now that they really kind of upset me that they scheduled me against. They're a bunch of friends of mine. They're called Bella Morte. And if you really want to see anything goth, go up there and see that. We can do that. I mean, I think that would be a really good idea, to tell you the truth. It's a field trip. This is a field trip. Think of it that way. It's a field trip. Yeah, it's a working panel. So, okay, everybody at once. We want to make an impression on these people out in the hall now. Come on. Everybody at once, get up. And let's walk this way and go up to the Regency Ballroom. And we're going to pad the crowd because they need it. Oh, we'll try. Oh, okay. Well, it's not really going to happen, but hey.
Huh? You want to take the mic? Oh, you don't want to come back.
You guys can do it. I'm going to try